I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
These are the people watching out for you. One of the most inspiring themes in the history of Stoicism is how the Stoics put it all on the line for someone or something else. There was Cato refusing to roll over and just let Caesar destroy the Republic. There was Marcus Aurelius, who stayed in Rome as the plague ravaged, serving with great dedication at the cost of his personal health. There was Thrasea's obstinate resistance to Nero's tyranny. There was Helvidius speaking out directly against Vespasian, even after Vespasian threatened his life. There was James Stockdale in that prison camp in Vietnam, suffering great pain and anguish to bring an end to the torture that his fellow POWs endured. Perhaps Seneca was contemplating his own heroic end when he wrote admiringly of those who rank virtue ahead of personal safety. "We should cherish the body with the greatest care," he writes, "but we should also be prepared when reason, self-respect, and duty demand the sacrifice to deliver it even to the flames." In Courage's Calling, I write about two Marines working a guard post in Ramadi in 2008 when a truck bomber raced towards the small base they protected. Two corporals stepped forward in unison and began to fire. 2,000 pounds of explosives went off as they unloaded their weapons into the accelerating truck. Just 6 seconds elapsed between the truck's appearance and its horrible destruction. It was enough time for the local police to get away, but not the two Marines. But because these two young men didn't know how to run from danger, General John Kelly would say in a speech a few years later, 150 people were saved. Heroes like these two young Marines are not uncommon. Just last week at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, a suicide bomber killed 13 U.S. service members as they worked tirelessly and at great risk to save the lives of hundreds of thousands of refugees from the Taliban. In reading the many moving statements from friends and family members of those 13 troops, one grieves the loss, yes, but also finds great comfort and inspiration in the fact that such people exist. Indeed, as Kelly said, it is these heroes, the ones that are prepared to deliver themselves to the flames if duty demands it, who are on watch for us all over the world tonight. Rest in peace to these 13 amazing service members, all the service members in all the armed forces all over the world who protect us and put themselves at great risk for us. It's a tragedy of immense proportions, and I wanted to write this little email in honor of that sacrifice, which I think goes to the core of what makes people great, certainly at the core of what Stoicism is all about.
Hey, Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.